Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The CDC hasn't changed and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all.
I have taken a lot of heat. So I am flip-flopping, I say.
People should not be walking around with masks.
A little bit better.
And masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
But first, let's check in with the leader of the free world who is sane, healthy, and not in any way suffering from cognitive decline.
The Congress passes laws for purchasing things. And as president, I get to decide where we spend them and what we purchase. I have purchased what was called for.
It just goes to show you.
It goes to show you what?
Well, it just goes, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah?
I thought maybe there's a moral.
No, there ain't no moral. I just like that story.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Sky TV in Australia, I guess that's Murdoch's outfit, they've really been going to town. They've been the Howie Carr Show of Down Under in terms of playing these crazy cuts. And, you know, sometimes it's difficult to figure out what he's saying. You know, the Australians were saying that he said the other day, I guess at the CNN town hall, man in the moon. And several of our listeners thought he was saying man in the moon, too. But we checked, right, Taylor? And it was man on the moon.
He was saying man on the moon.
Man on the moon. But the Australians thought it was man in the moon, too. There's plenty of other crazy stuff. We'll play some of these cuts from, they have the Australian accent, obviously. But wouldn't it be something to hear an American network newsreader playing some of these sound cuts and just pointing out the obvious that he's not all there. He's three bricks shy of a load. Three fries shy of a supersize, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, whatever you want to say. Time now for the chump line.
I don't know if Joe Biden is a car guy per se, but he definitely has an air of used car salesman about him.
Yeah. Unsuccessful used car salesman. Would you buy a used car from this man? I think that used to be something they said about Richard Nixon. I'd buy one from Nixon long before I'd buy one from Joe Biden.
My name is Joe Biden and I'm a car guy.
I'm a car guy.
My family took away the car keys, though. That's the problem.
Joe Biden is a car guy. It's the one with the mentally handicapped placard.
The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing politics and personality. When countries put aside their differences and brought their best to the games.
So Joe Biden sounds a little bit to me like a reincarnated Mumbles Menino. They went to the same school of pronunciation.
Mumbles had a tongue that was large, and it somehow interfered with his speech patterns. But ultimately, he knew what he was doing. That's the difference between Mumbles Menino and Joe. Neither can speak, but one of them still knew what he was doing.
I know that Billy Bulger is president of University of Mass now, of which I am alumnus.
Everyone's very proud of that, too, who went to UMass. And he always used to talk about, he said, he's from the western part of the state, Newton.
Now, if you're coming from western part of the state, say out in Newton, that area.
And I get my information on terrorist plots from the Boston Police Department's intelligence unit.
There's a lot of hat in this team. Let me just tell you, KJ is a great hat, but Hondo's really the inspiration. I mean, Hondo drives that team, and
Hondo. Hondo had been retired at that point for about, 25 years, maybe 30 years.
The COVID insurgence is to usher in the new green communism.
You see, Schumer said we're going to have in this infrastructure plan a lot of the Green New Deal. Again, hearing the footsteps of AOC. Doesn't want to run against her in the primary in New York next year. So he's going to try to just, the rest of us are going to have to pay the price, including maybe even Mazie Hirono when they get rid of Jets and she has to take the kayak back and forth to Hawaii.
Well, we all know what's going to be Joe Biden's afternoon therapy when he sunsets. It'll be a bowl of ice cream and some nice shiny Tonka trucks.
You know what? I wonder if they did give him some toy trucks to play with on the way back to wherever he was heading back to.
They were wise to keep the keys away from the general vicinity.
Yeah. And if Hunter had been there, it would have been even wiser to keep the keys away, if you know what I mean.
Can I open the door?
We don't actually have the keys.
Unfortunately, the keys. It's locked.
Oh, man.
Sorry. Man.
I'm just wondering when Joe Biden is going to visit the big factory that used to make parts for the Keystone Pipeline.
You mean the factory that's got a for lease sign out in front of it or going out of business?
Non-American Americans. Anything like non-president president?
Yeah, he talked earlier today. We played the cut earlier about the non-American Americans. And, we can't explain it. Ask his deceased wife's father.
Hire the American company. But that American company is going to have a subsidiary overseas where Americans don't work.
Non-American Americans don't work. That sounds like illegal aliens to me, now that I think about it. 413 says CDC school mask mandates are blowing up in Sleepy Joe's face, and he doesn't even know it yet. Them parents I work with are PO. They think this is the last straw and maybe you're getting buyer's remorse. Dems are so out of touch, they eat their own, laughing out loud. I would think so. I mean, if I had... I talked with the mailroom manager about this. If we had kids and they told us they got to wear masks again, we'd be talking to people we know and saying, can we all band together and get a tutor? You know? I mean, look at the numbers enrolled in public schools is already dropping precipitously because of this BS. And I mean, if you're going to continue it for another year, there's just going to be another exodus. Everybody who can get their kids out, even people who don't have a lot of disposable income, are going to make the move. You always do that for your kids, right?
Howie, former Speaker Boehner calling. I only have one thing to say to Adam Schiff after crying at the congressional hearing.
Stop stealing my moves.
Yeah, how many glasses of red wine did they have before breakfast, him and Kinzinger, before they started crying? And of course, the Capitol Police, too. The Capitol Police, I got a text from Jay from Chelsea today, and he said, those Capitol Police, they're not a real scrappy lot, are they? I thought that was a good way to put it. He said, I've seen more stones from the doormen at the State House. Yeah, I mean, when I worked at the State House, there was a doorman, a door opener. You know, they'd open the door for the legislators when they came in. He was running this. He was moonlighting. He had a side business. You know what it was? He was a bookie. I don't think any of these guys. I wouldn't trust any of those guys that were testifying yesterday to take a bet. Would you? I wouldn't trust them for one thing.
When do we get a national commission to investigate the daily attack on the United States southern border?
That's a very good point. That is an excellent observation. It's going to have to wait though a little while, I think.
The Biden administration is projecting that the price of masks for your Labor Day cookout will be 16 cents less than last year.
You know, if you go onto these websites, the masks have been really priced to go. You know, these, but I don't know what's going to happen now. I haven't checked in the last 24 hours or so. I'll bet the price is rising again. But I wouldn't, if I were the companies, I wouldn't put on a second shift, you know, because I just don't think this is going to work. I'm with that guy who says this is going to backfire on them big time if they really try to knuckle people into sending their kids to school in masks.
Normally in life, it's three strikes, you're out. But the TDS crowd will still be a boat. When this attempt flops, they'll put out all the stops. Impeachment number four is what they'll shout.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what the next one's going to be, but I'm sure it's working out. It's probably involves these tax returns in New York State, in New York City. Alan Weisselberger, he's going to be our man. He's going to be the next Michael Avenatti. He's going to be the next Michael Cohen. He's going to be the next Stormy Daniels. Not.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I follow the metrics of the various sectors and have determined that the community needs to get vaccinated and wear masks religiously. Think about it. If one of the folks contracts the Delta variant and monkeypox and then gets stung by a murder hornet while at a bar, they're only one menthol cigarette away from killing us all.
That's the message of the day. He got everything in. He didn't mention the frozen turkeys, but we all remember that anyway. That's good. Has he come out, by the way? He hasn't? They announced this morning on his daily schedule that he was going to be at an event with Climate Katie, the woman that's pushing the, you know, doubling or tripling the gasoline tax. And he was going to be available at 2:30, and he's missing in action.
Says live stream event, waiting for Mass Governor.
And that was supposed, it's listed at 2:30, right?
July 28th, 2:30.
2:30. Oh, you know, some things, sometimes unanswered prayers are better than answered prayers.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday. And if you go to 844-500-4242, press 2 for the Chump Line, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. Or if you didn't hear it and you just want to hear more Chump Line messages, new Chump Line messages, you can go to Chopped Chumps. Those are the ones that didn't make it just now, but we got today. We post Chopped Chumps, the second chump line, at around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the Olympics for what they once were, a quadrennial celebration of sportsmanship and patriotism, completely absent of posing, politics, and personality. When countries put aside their differences and brought their best to the games.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I follow the metrics of the various sectors and have determined that the community needs to get vaccinated and wear masks religiously. Think about it. If one of the folks contracts the Delta variant and monkeypox and then gets stung by a murder hornet while at a bar, they're only one menthol cigarette away from killing us all.
Thank God we banned menthol cigarettes, though, here in the comment. Think of what the death toll would have been in the nursing homes if we hadn't been.
Everything's illegal in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Technically, it's not illegal to be illegal in Massachusetts, as Marsha Coakley, the former attorney general, once said. To all listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your dollar, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/HowieCarr. The IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/HowieCarr. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with Superbeats Memory and Focus. Get your Superbeats Memory and Focus today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third bag for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you go into a bar that requires you to show proof of vaccination?
No, I would not.
Only 6% say they would.
That's good. 844-500-4242. Apparently, there was a miscommunication on that Charlie Parker schedule today. They said there was going to be a live stream, but there was no live stream. But he has made some statements here about the panic, and he loves panic porn.
There's a lot at stake here.
Governor Charlie Parker hinted today that his administration will have more to say about the new face covering guidelines shortly, but he isn't making any changes to COVID-19 rules in Massachusetts just yet. We just got it and we're reviewing it. And we'll have more to say about it later, he said. And he said that the state is in, Massachusetts is in a very different place than the rest of the country. Yeah, I mean, yeah, more of our elderly population is dead than any state in the union except for New Jersey and New York. More people are dead, period, than any other state in the union except for those two. We have the third highest death rate. And plus, think of all when we had the first, the highest unemployment rate, more of our people have left than just about any other state in the union, except for, again, New York and New Jersey, maybe Illinois. We have the second lowest hospitalization rate for COVID in the United States. We have had the second lowest hospitalization rate for weeks. Again, everybody's dead. We're actually behind Vermont in both of those cases. We're certainly number one in terms of our hospitalization rate and our vaccination rate among the big states. Charlie, when you were born, Massachusetts was a big state. We're not in the top 10 anymore. Okay, get it through. If they hadn't had a mail-in voting in the Census Bureau, we would have lost another congressman. When you and I were kids, Charlie, the state of Massachusetts had 13 congressmen. We're down to 9. We should have been down to 8 this year. That's how much the Bay State has been doing. Those things are factored into how we make these decisions, and they should, because the vaccines work. That's what he says today, and then next week he'll be saying, the vaccines don't work, so we're going to have to go back to masks. And don't even think about buying a turkey over 12 pounds. Unless you're an illegal alien. Now, if you'll excuse me, everybody put on your mask and I'm going to go down to Otis Air Force Base and meet the next plane load of illegal aliens. And we're going to give them a police escort to the welfare office. God, this guy's a Republican. Makes you want to throw up on TV, as Dapper O'Neill used to say. We'll take some calls when we come back here. 844-500-4242. Sorry we didn't have any sound from Charlie Parker. I did my best to recreate it. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And, you know, there's a great story in Newsbusters about yesterday's press briefing with Jen Psaki from the White House. And the headline sums it up. Even they have had enough. Reporters unleash on Psaki over return of masks. And this was pretty interesting, you know, because usually it's only the one-horse pony, it's Peter Ducey, who goes after Jen Psaki and asks the tough questions. But they were after her right out of the box, you know. And I think we have some cuts here. We have some cuts of just the way they the White House press corps. I mean, maybe they have kids or something. I don't know what it is, but they really got a burr under their saddle yesterday about this mask mandate here. Cut 12.
So how will the White House get Americans to start wearing masks when they've gone for more than 2 months without them? Will we see the president speak more about this? I mean, how exactly do you plan to push this publicly? And then along those same lines, on July 4th, the president gave his sort of independence from the virus speech. With respect to the president's comments, though, do you, in retrospect, regret those comments? Do you think that that was wise at the time, considering, you know, they could make it tougher for Americans to take this seriously?
Is the summer of freedom, as the president described it, is that still operative now, given the change in the Delta variant?
The CDC data showed, though, on July 6th, that the Delta variant was the prominent strain, 51.7% of cases. So what took so long between then
even
and
even higher now?
So that's what led to the change in guidance. What is your message to Americans who are feeling whiplash right now? Why should they trust the same group of health officials who just 2 months ago told them they don't have to wear a mask anymore inside?
We'll play a little bit more of this, but this is Fauci answering the same question, a Morning Joe. You know the old saying, you know, about LBJ said, when you've lost Walter Cronkite, you've lost America. When you've lost Morning Joe, Biden has lost the mainstream media, or Fauci has lost the mainstream media. But this is Fauci whistling through the graveyard, cut 28.
2 months ago, 60 days ago, the CDC came out with the recommendation that individuals who are vaccinated do not need to wear masks indoors or outdoors. Something has changed, and what has changed is the virus. The CDC hasn't changed, and the CDC hasn't really flip-flopped at all.
No, what's changed is the polls. Biden is plunging in the polls. They've got to change the subject. So, you know, this is a risky move because this is not going to get people's minds off the gas prices at the pump or the illegal aliens flooding the border and ruining the country. It's not going to mean any. It's just going to get people angrier about this. Let's have a bit of a Fauci flip-flop on masks. We won't go the whole time, but let's just start playing just so we can, just because you can, you heard him just say, we haven't flip-flopped. Here's the cut 30.
People should not be walking around with masks. Let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. And
masks are protective.
But it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
There has not been any indication that putting a mask on and wearing a mask for a considerable period of time has any deleterious effects.
There are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course.
There's no deleterious effects. We were just talking about this with the VIPs, young women like waitresses who work in restaurants when it's hot. I mean, they're getting acne. The acne's coming back. They thought it was gone when they were 15, and now it's back. And I don't think it's just young women now that I think about it. It's not good for anybody's complexion. And that's a minor thing compared to mental health. And how about the little kids who can't see the faces of anybody? You can't read, you know, that's the way you read who you're dealing with. Whether they've got a smile on their face, you can't see that anymore. Back to the reporters unleashing on Psaki. This is the same press conference from yesterday. They just keep going after her. Cut 13.
You just said that the message for unvaccinated Americans has always been to wear a mask. But how concerned is the White House that the message message that unvaccinated Americans will hear after this afternoon is that even if you're vaccinated, you now have to wear a mask in some settings.
Exactly.
And then just say, why bother then on the vaccine?
Why did the president say, if you've been fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask? Let me repeat, if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask, if it was possible that that was going to turn out not to be true. And if it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated still, then why do vaccinated people need to put the masks back on?
Well, Peter, first of all, I would say again, just to go back to this chart.
Oh, just shut up.
I will handily.
Shut up. We don't need your BS. One more thing before we go back to the lines. This is Congressman Chip Roy from Texas. Again, raising the $64,000 question here. Cut 20. This on the House floor.
We got to go around and see, okay, we can't come to the floor. I can't execute my constitutional duty unless I wear a mask. Which is it? Vaccines or masks? Do the vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is. I'd like Dr. Fauci to come down and answer a single question about natural immunity. Have you been infected with a virus? Do you have immunity? Or are they just going to go around poking people saying you must take a vaccine? Oh, but sorry, the vaccine doesn't work. You must wear a mask. This institution is a sham, and we should adjourn and shut this place down.
You know, remember when I'm so old I can remember when the goal was herd immunity. Now, if you mention herd immunity on social media, you may be canceled. You may be banned. It doesn't fit the narrative. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Howie. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Yes, there's so many things to talk about. First thing I just wanted to briefly say is that Joe Biden's wife was my English teacher in 7th and 8th grade, and he used to drive us around the parking lot in his convertible Corvette.
Oh, you sure it wasn't her first husband's car, the one he got into an accident with when she was still married to him?
I don't know that. I don't know that part of the story. Anyway,
No one does. You have to read it in the English newspapers because it's verboten. It's another way to get yourself canceled.
You're not
going to
ask
the US.
Steve if
many of the callers were talking about the end game of something. You know, the end game of the mass, the end game of this. I'm trying to look at everything. You know, how many different topics are there? A couple hundred. But it seems to me that we've been infiltrated by the bad guys, people that want to demise the United States. They got into power, local, you know, state, federal politics. And now they're trying to, you know, one example, defund the police, burn the cities so that everybody gets fired and the feds have to take over. So it's all about federal control, right? Whether you want to call it Marxist or communism or whatever.
You talk about scary. How would you like to have those Capitol Police patrol in your neighborhoods, especially the tougher ones? I mean, I think it would be better off to have no police than those guys. You know, they'd just be the, you know, instead of having shotguns, they'd have boxes of Kleenex, you know, so that they could start crying.
I have friends that died in Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, and, you know, young kids and the later ones. But, you know, those guys are just, I don't know what they're doing. So that's the end game, because I'm looking at what's her name in Chicago who spent $3.2 million on private security?
Lori Lightfoot, the mayor.
The police, yeah.
Right. I know. And, you know, the thing, and what I don't understand is the end game is, what kind of society do they want their kids or their grandkids to live in? Or what do they think it's going to be better when they've, you know, totally hollowed out the middle class? There's no one who wants to be a cop. There's no one who wants to be in the military. Who's going to do and no one goes to trade school anymore because they're all got to study critical race theory and gender studies and all this. Who's going to do the basic work? You know, is Joe Biden going to be driving the truck? He said he used to drive trucks today. Who's going to be doing
anyway?
And if we don't do
drive an 18 wheeler, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wish.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I got to.
Who's going to be doing the work, and who's going to be defending these people's nice palatial estates? Do they think they're going to be safe because they're on the island of Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket? Are the Hamptons going to be walled off? Are there doormen on Park Avenue all going to have machine guns to keep the marauding bands out? What is the end game here? Why do you want to destroy the most successful society in America? It's depressing, Steve. Thanks for the call. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, just a quick call that I have been trying to reach Senator Markey in his office throughout the year, and he still has no one who answers the phone for the protection of his workers. They just simply take messages, and they don't even have call forwarding. There's not even call forwarding.
Pat, all I can tell you is, are you surprised? Have you ever seen the guy? How old are you?
Oh, I know. Yes.
I know. I've told this story before, but back in the old days, before the video link, that's where everybody does the live shots from. When they were in Watertown as opposed to West Newton, I saw him one day come in, and I did a double take. I was doing a live shot. He was doing a live shot, and I looked to the guy I was with. I said, I'm having an hallucination. And he said, what are you talking about? And I said, it must be an hallucination because that's Ed Markey over there. He hasn't been in this state in 20 years, let alone Watertown. Markey didn't care much for that joke, but he's worthless. He is so worthless, but he had the smarts or the cunning, I guess. I never want to use the word smart with Ed Markey. He had the cunning to ally himself with AOC, and he just took out Kennedy. Can you imagine that's Ed Markey? To a battle of wits, he comes unarmed, as Billy Bulger used to say. He's the one who ended the Kennedy dynasty in Massachusetts. It's quite an amazing feat. Sad. Very sad when if you're a Kennedy fan. Thanks for the call, Pat. I'm sorry. I wouldn't even try to get in touch with Ed Markey. I'm back in New England, and of course, one of the first appointments I had was at Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. I love Florida, but when it comes to my teeth, I wait to come home to the best, Dr. Bruce Houghton. I've said it before, Dr. Houghton is a veneer engineer and a world-class dental artist. I'm not into all these new protocols since the virus, but I have enjoyed a lot of the new procedures that Perfect Smiles has put in place. They actually make it more enjoyable or less of a hassle to get your teeth worked on. Many of these new devices put you in a state of total relaxation while you're getting work done on your teeth, believe it or not. If you put off your dental care for more than a year now, don't wait any longer. So much of your overall health is connected to dental care. If you have problems with your teeth or gums, you're not going to be happy, and the longer you wait, the more painful and the more expensive it's going to be to get your teeth and or gums back into working order. For anything you need done with your dental health, from complete reconstructive work to veneers to anything else, down to the basics, Perfect Smiles does it all for you, and they're the best. Getting to Perfect Smiles is easy. They're right off the main drag in Nashua, and they have free parking that's also very plentiful. I always know I'm in great hands at Perfect Smiles with Dr. Houghton and his great staff. That's why I book my appointments way out. Give them a call today at 1-844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. You can also see my before and after videos at perfectsmiles.com. Call them today, and don't forget to let them know Howie sent you. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
We do have some Charlie Parker cuts here, and we'll play them when we come back after the break at the top of the hour. This is Pelosi announcing masks are required on the House floor again. I mean, and again, they're so gleeful about this. There's no regret. They don't. Sounds like she's just gotten a new delivery of Jenny's gelato, you know, $15 a pint for her Sub-Zero refrigerator here. Cut 15.
The chair will take this occasion to update her announced policies of January 4th, 2021, regarding the requirement to wear masks in the hall of the House during the coronavirus crisis. Consistent with the newly updated guidance from the Office of the Attending Physician related to the increased threat from the Delta variant of the virus, the chair wishes to inform all members and staff that masks will once again be required in the hall of the House. However, members will be permitted to remove their mask temporarily while under recognition. To be clear, members and staff must wear masks in the hall of the House at all times except when a member may remove his or her mask when recognized by the chair.
They have under 10 fatalities in the District of Columbia in the last month. I don't know what it's like in July, but in June they had under 10 fatalities. They had more. I think they had more people shot to death, probably a lot more people shot to death. And this was Senator Rand Paul today. He just popped into a hearing and just started talking. You know, I've asked this question before. How come we can't get the death rates? You know, I mentioned earlier that they Bloomberg had a story. It's spiking. It's surging in Missouri because it's a red state and no one's getting vaccinated. And you have to read down to the 17th paragraph to find out 24 people have died in Missouri. What's today? The 28th. So there's less than one person a day dying in Missouri. But it's in a crisis, right? It's in a crisis. St. Louis is shut. The city of St. Louis, not the county, the city of St. Louis is shut down. So this was Rand Paul actually talking about the death rate of Delta. Cut 17.
But when you look at the death rate of the Delta variant, both vaccinated folks and unvaccinated folks who died from it, the death rate was a great deal lower than the wild variant. For those who were vaccinated and over 50, the death rate was about 1.4%. For those over 50 who were unvaccinated, it was about 3.4%. This is much lower than the wild variant. The wild variant above 50 was about a 5 to 6% death rate for all comers last year.
So, but they're trying to make it out like it's the end of it wasn't the end of the world last year, but it's even less of the end of the world this year. But they're still promoting it with the panic porn. Play cut 18 going into the break. Rand
the real
Paul.
Danger in our country is people presuming to know the truth and calling other senators misinformation. And I presume this would be the argument. Well, why don't we shut down Ted Cruz? Why don't we not let him speak at all? That's what's going on in our country. That it's not your time. When it's your time, you can have your time back. It's not your time to interrupt. But here's the point. The point is this is going on across America. There are people on your side of the aisle introducing legislation to tell Facebook that my opinion cannot and should not be heard. I quote from scientific literature every day, and you can disagree with it, but the thing is, your side is wanting to take down the argument and have your way imprinted on the American mind with no objection. That goes against everything with regard to free speech that we know of in our country.
And he just popped in to that hearing, and he was sitting at the last in the last chair at the end of the whole long table. And he just came in and just said that, and then walked out. Good for Rand Paul. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.